correct disposal of everyday items like plastic bags and cling wrap is something that stumps a lot of us. Do you put it in the general waste or do you throw it in the yellow bin? Well, it's time to lift the lid on our recycling habits. Rebecca Gilling is Planet Ark's Deputy CEO. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks very much, Patricia.
So can you take me through Planet Ark's latest report out today?
Yes.
How was it conducted?
Well, a number of pieces of research went towards the report. The first was a commissioned research of a representative sample of 1,006 Australians. As well as that, we also surveyed 180 councils to find out what the big issues were for them and also what the questions their ratepayers were posing.
So what are some of the main mistakes people are making when recycling?
Well, you nailed the first one, which is soft plastics in the curbside recycling bin. People with the best will in the world put their recyclables in a plastic bag or put their plastic bags in the recycling. And if you go to a materials recovery facility, or MRF, as we call them in the industry, you will see the damage they do, the way they get caught up in the machinery. And at the end of every shift, workers have to climb over the machinery and cut all that plastic out of the cogs. So it really slows up the process.
Okay. What are soft plastics? Just as a definition for those who are like, what's a soft plastic?
A soft plastic is anything that you can scrunch in your hand. So whether it's the supermarket bags that are actually being phased out amongst the major supermarkets, but are still available at boutique shops and the like. Bread bags, anything really, cellophane bags. So anything that you can scrunch in your hand and it stays fairly well scrunched, as opposed to rigid plastic. So things like takeaway food containers, yogurt containers, plastic milk bottles, those sorts of things.
What happens when the wrong items are put in the recycling bins? You said it sort of gets mixed up in the machines. Can you tell me how damaging it can be?
Well, it can be very damaging. It's a time waster. It's not the only contaminant. If you go to one of these facilities, as I've done, you see that people do what's called wish cycling, which is putting things in the recycling bin that they would like to see recycled. And that includes clothing. It includes dirty nappies and food as well. And these council have identified all of these things as being problematic in the recycling stream because they either contaminate the clean recycled material like paper and cardboard, or they get caught in the machinery and everything grinds to a halt.
And you found that 71% of people are confident in knowing what can and can't be recycled. So 71%, does that reflect then what they actually do?
Well, unfortunately not. It's nice to see
that. So they think they're confident, but they're not so confident.
Exactly so. They're confident, but at the same time, 61% of the respondents to our survey said they wanted more information. And we know that there are still high levels of contamination. 46% of the councils nominated soft plastics in the recycling as a big problem for them, and lower percentages for those other materials I mentioned. So, yes, we need to keep the education of ratepayers and householders going in order to get them to recycle more, but to get them to recycle better.
How can we reduce that confusion? Obviously, we always say education, more education, but we've been educating for a while. It obviously hasn't cut through.
We have. And look, 90% of Australians say that recycling is important to them and it's the thing they do for the environment. So, we have their attention. We have a fabulous resource at Planet Ark called recyclingnearyou.com.au, and it's a one-stop shop for all your questions about recycling. So you can find out what your council will accept in the curbside bin, but you can also find drop-off locations for an incredibly wide range of things, from mobile phones and printer cartridges, TVs and computers, old paint, tyres, all sorts of things. It's all at that one-stop shop.
Thank you so much for your time, Rebecca.
Great to talk to you, Patricia.
Rebecca Gilling is Planet Ark's Deputy CEO. Are you a good or a bad recycler? Are you confused about recycling? 0418 226 576 is our text line. Okay, I put my hand up. I'm admitting that I am not always very good at recycling, as in I do get confused about the soft plastics. I am in this cohort. I'm not pretending I'm confident, though. I'm in this cohort of people who's like really confused about where the recycling should go, although perhaps I'll learn after today. This is RN Drive.